It's a Monday, so our good read for today, and that comes from Catherine Lanner, who joins us from Browser Bookshop in Woodbridge. Hi, Catherine.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. How's Woodbridge?
It's good, thank you. Nice and sunny.
Glorious looking, I would suspect, today.
Indeed, yes.
Yeah, always is the case, isn't it? How's life at Browsers?
It's nice and busy, thank you. Yeah, we're doing well. It's nice to have lots of customers coming in and choosing books with us. So
it is still good that up against technology and the various things that you can now get, that people do still actually want the physical book in their hand, don't they?
Yes, I think it is still something very special that everybody appreciates. There are lots of things that a real book implies that the technology can't. But, I mean, that has its place as well, which we're finding increasingly.
Yeah, so no doubt you will be part of that, will you? You will be an organisation that will accommodate that.
We're hoping to, yes. We're investigating it at the moment.
Oh,
but,
I see.
But we are looking into, addressing all our customers' needs. So
yeah.
We'll just see what they need and we'll try and satisfy it.
All right. Let's start with the adult recommendation for our good reader. What have we got today?
Okay. Well, both books I've chosen this week have got rather quirky titles, actually, and they combine humour with a more serious theme. But the adult book is called Various Pets, Alive and Dead, and it's by Marina Levitska. Now, she's an author well known for her wry humour, and she's probably most famous for her first book, which was called A Short History of Tractors in Ukrainian. But this is her fourth book, and I found it a little bit more enjoyable than the first one, I have to say. She takes situations in life which could be seen as bleak or grim and cynical, perhaps, and makes the reader smile at the foolishness instead of becoming exasperated or frustrated. And this novel focuses on the corruption of the money market, so I suppose it's quite timely, really. The story is told from three perspectives. There's the mother, who's called Doro, her daughter, Clara, and the son, Serge. And they all recall the commune in Doncaster, where they lived for 20 years. So the story spans their time there in the 70s and 80s, and also in the present day, which is 2008. And this is a time when Doro is now looking for marriage after 40 years with her Marxist partner. And Clara, who is a primary school teacher and wants to make a difference, is longing for romance and a clean and tidy home. And meanwhile, Serge, the son, he's told his family he's finishing a PhD at Cambridge, but he's in fact working in the city and trading illegally on the side.
Right.
So there's a huge amount going on in the book as we learn about the lives of these three individuals and all the incidents and relationships they're each experiencing.
Yeah.
And eventually all the strands come together. It is a book you race through, feeling almost breathless, I find, as you try to keep up with all that's going on. But it is so amusing, and it's rather silly in places, but it's so well done that you don't lose track. You become quite engrossed in this world. And she mixes stereotypes, I suppose, and our preconceived notions of the world with a new approach, a fresh take, and perhaps gives us a reinvigorated outlook, a sense of hope for the future after all. So it's a brilliant book. I was quite surprised by it and just couldn't put it down, which is my usual.
Would you rate it as comedic or...?
She's known for writing comic fiction, and I think that's how you can describe it, really.
Yeah.
It is funny. It does. It didn't make me laugh out loud, but it did make me smile an awful lot, which is quite a thing these days, because
yeah.
there are a lot of books
well, exactly.
that make you quite sad. So it's a lovely book to pick up.
Okay. It's called, once again?
Various Pets, Alive and Dead, and it's by Marina Levitska, which is spelled Lewycka.
£20 is the publisher's price on that, published by Fig Tree.